إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself of you that faith results in reliance. If you have faith on somebody for something, then you rely on that person for that thing. For example, if you meet a doctor and you have faith that this doctor is a good doctor, then you rely on the doctor for curing of some disease. If you meet an architect and you feel that person is a good architect, then you rely on that architect to design your house. You don't go and tell the doctor to design your house. And you don't go to the architect if you have a fever. So the reliance depends on the faith. Since we are in Etikaf, and Etikaf is a time for reflection and introspection, I want to remind myself and you and suggest that we spend some time to think about what is our faith with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I example as I gave you, the proof of the faith is in your interaction with that individual. Ta'ala Allahu al-Ansar. Proof of the faith is in the interaction with that individual. So if I believe somebody is a doctor, then I go to him if I am sick. So what is my belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore, what is my interaction with Allah? And when I am saying interaction, I don't mean necessarily in a formal sense. For example, if I am, you know, Laylatul Qadr, I am making dua, I am not talking about that. I am saying on a daily basis, what is the conversation we have with Allah? On a daily basis, as I am walking, talking, working, playing, sleeping, lying down to sleep, what is my conversation with Allah? Maybe we need to go a step before that and say, do I have a conversation with Allah? And then if I do have a conversation with Allah, then what is this conversation with Allah? Do we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if there is, as far as need is concerned, he said, even if the lace of your shoe is broken, ask Allah. Now just think, why does he have to give that example? Lace of the shoe, why the lace of the shoe? Why not something else? Smallest of things, the most haqir of things, something you would not even dream of talking, but something that small also ask only Allah. So one, of course, is the message of Tawheed that we do not ask anyone other than Allah, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. So that's one thing. But other than that is a very powerful message with regard to our personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this deen of ours, as I've said many times before, the distinguishing feature of this deen is this relationship of the abd with the Rabb. Because every religion, other things, every religion says the same thing. No religion says go and kill somebody. No religion says stealing is a good thing. No religion says telling lies is good. No, all the religions, are, as far as the social rules and so on are concerned, everybody says the same thing. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't do this, don't do that. But the distinguishing feature of Islam is this direct connection between the abd and the Rabb. And that is why shirk is the worst. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Why is it zulmun azim? Because it interferes with this relationship. Instead of the direct relationship between the abd and the Rabb, you are bringing in a second party or a third party in between and saying, no, don't go like this, go through this. For which there is no proof. So that is why it is a good thing for us to spend some time. And as I said, we are in Etikaf. The purpose of Etikaf is reflection. So let us reflect and say, what is my connection with my Rabb? And what is the proof that I have about this connection? It's not to prove anybody else, for ourselves. What is my proof that I have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalal? Because that I think is a very foundational point. And that is the reason why also we go around with, you know, fear in our hearts and anxieties and stress and I don't know what will happen to me tomorrow. You know, will I get a job? If I get a job, what will happen? If I have a shop, will my shop run? Not run? So, all of this, to get rid of all this, what is the way? Is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Shaykh used to say, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best way to test is, if you get a headache, what is the first thought in your mind? Ask, make dua for the headache to go away, or find the find Tylenol. You know, Tylenol is a headache tablet. Which is the first, which is the, it's not haram, you can take medicine. But he used to say, which is the first thought in your mind? Ya Allah, cure my headache, or where is the Tylenol? Which one? It's a, that is a, that is an indicator of your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. So we have to think about these things. Subhanallah, the whole purpose of this is to think. So let us do that, inshallah. Tomorrow we talk about something else. But today let us spend this time and think and reflect. And those of you who are interested, I suggest to even make some notes and so on. It is a good thing to write something down. It clarifies your mind when you write things down. So write some notes on this thing. Say, what is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what is the data? What is the proof that I have this connection with Allah? So specifically, this is what I do, this is how I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth, and any incidents in your life. So make some notes about this, inshallah. When we have time, we'll talk about that. But today, this is the, inshallah, the assignment I give myself and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to connect with Him, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors to connect with Him, and to fill our hearts with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalalu, more than the love for anybody else, and to fill our lives with the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.